seeking a suitable location. The committee that was appointed in mid-June to seek a suitable location found two promising sites. One was a 97-acre tract 60 miles north of New York City at Fishkill, New York, on the Hudson River, where a retired businessman had built a 40-room hotel with many attractive features. It was for sale at $12,000. A portion of the locating committee, including Elder Daniels, mindful of Ellen White's instruction to give careful consideration to the advantages of Washington, spent 4 days there and were immediately impressed that the environs of that city possessed many favorable qualities as headquarters for the church. The impression grew as the men investigated properties in the close vicinity of the nation's capital. Daniels reported to W.C. White and his mother. One of the finest places we have found was a place called Tacoma Park. It is on the main line of the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad running to Chicago and St. Louis. It is also reached by an electric line. It is 5 or 6 miles from the city. It is a large wooded tract of land, lying on each side of the district line, part in the district and part in Maryland. It has an elevation of 300 feet above the Potomac. It is a magnificent place. We could purchase all the land we required at a very reasonable rate. A.G.D. To WCW, June 21, 1903. As committee members studied the matter, their recommendation was to give Washington first consideration, but they would not let the opportunity slip to purchase the Fishkill property. Daniels then asked that W.C. White join them in making further inspection and participate in making the decision, if he could be spared from his mother's work. He wrote, "You know that the selection of a location for our conference and printing establishment is a matter of very grave importance. We must not make any mistakes. We want to do just right. You have been in close touch with your mother, and know better than anyone else the light that has been given her. Consequently, we do most earnestly desire your presence with us, Ibid." He expressed the wish that Ellen White might come also and be with them as she was when the Avondale School site was investigated in Australia, but he thought that hardly possible. Again he reiterated the determination of the committee to walk in the light given us in the testimonies regarding this matter, for they did not want to make a mistake if we can help it. They were eager for divine guidance. Ellen White wrote on June 26 that she had been praying for light and light has come, in a very decided way. She mentioned that the Fishkill property might be secured for a sanitarium and a school, but clearly indicated Washington as the place for the General Conference headquarters, the Review and Herald, and a sanitarium. While waiting the arrival of W.C. White in Battle Creek, Elder Daniels wrote her on July 5. "From your communication of June 26, I understand that we are to settle on Washington for our location. We shall plan in such a way that the enemy will not be permitted to outgeneral us. A.G.D. To E.G.W., July 5, 1903.